clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. Happy Thursday, everybody. I hope you're having a good day. Man, it's some nice temperatures this morning for the northwestern, I guess central western up north. Some rain showers. Look like there's some more showers coming this way if they make it into the state. So nice rains around, Sayre, Hex, started right in that area somewhere and it made its way. There's big old water puddles out here. I didn't get a drop down there at Carter, so we got water still rolling on the peanuts and all kinds of good stuff, but quite a bit of difference between temperatures in southwestern and northwestern. Currently, Altus, you're the hot spot in the whole state of Oklahoma at 91 degrees, 77 at Cheyenne, 75 at Arnett, 81 at Beaver, 77 at the May Ranch, and 84 at Watonga. Let's see what's happening out in the panhandle. Same thing. 74 at Canadian, 77 at McLean, 90 at Wellington, 90 at Odell, and 92 at Goodland. All right, let's see here. Brandon's going to be on with me, Hickey, from the Elk City and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auctions. And point of view, I seen what they posted. I think it's on their Facebook page, but I want to share this information, and we'll repeat it with Brandon on here. We are full up on cows and bulls for this week's sale. If you've not already called in and consigned, please plan on taking your cows and bulls to the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction east of Clinton for our Monday sale. We are still taking calves and yearlings. Any questions or concerns, please call. Feel free to call Brandon at 580-497-6095. Because you guys got to remember, next weekend, 4th of July weekend, so there won't be any, I'm pretty sure there won't be any auctions at both places, at Western Oklahoma and Elk City. So the tomorrow and Friday or Monday is it for a while. Not taking any more cows or bulls at Elk City. So if you know anybody that planned on gathering some up this afternoon, you might give them a shout and make sure they had a spot reserved, or let them know they need to head on over there east of Clinton. Let's see here. What else going on? Nothing. Tomatoes. Oh, my gosh. Man, the last 3 or 4 days in the old high tunnel. Unreal. I think I'm around 400 pounds I picked so far. And it's pretty good, pretty nice. They're making, if anybody wants any, I'm going public with the tomatoes next Monday. Let me know on my Facebook page or shoot me a text on my phone at 580-821-6646. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in a big old world of agriculture. Corn futures were modestly higher overnight on technical buying after this week's sell-off. Investors who were short the market or bet on lower prices likely bought back contracts and booked some profits. Favorable weather conditions have put a lid on prices in recent sessions. Still, the condition of U.S. corn was reported at 70% good or excellent at the start of the week. That's down 2% from last week or the week prior. According to the USDA, 4% of the crop was silking as of Sunday. I know the corn over there by my house looks really good. Still, the condition of the U.S. corn was reported at 70. Soybean ratings were unchanged with 66% earning top ratings. According to the agency, export sales in the 24-25 market year, marketing year that ended on August 31st, has been robust. Overseas buyers committed to purchase 66.8 million metric tons of corn, up 26% year over year, which is good. Corn sales in the 7 days that ended on June 12th came up 14% week over week to 903,800 metric tons. Corn futures for December delivery came up a penny and a half to 424 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean futures were up for November a penny to 1019 and a half. And soy meal was up 20 cents to 290.90 a short ton. And soy oil fell 0.1 cent to 52.22 cents a pound. Wheat futures for September delivery were unchanged at $5.44.5 a bushel, while Kansas City futures came up a quarter of a penny to $5.49.5 a bushel. Today is Thursday. Ethanol production output for the second straight week was down a little bit. Production fell to an average of 1.08 million barrels a day, and that's just down from 1.10 barrels the previous week. In the Midwest, who produces most of the ethanol in the United States, it was down to 1.052 million barrels. That's the lowest in just over a month. Gulf Coast declined to 26,000 barrels, and East Coast production was unchanged, so was the Rocky Mountain. Output was steady at 11,000 barrels. The West Coast seen an increase from 10,000 to 10,000 barrels from 8,000. Ethanol stockpiles on June 20th was reported at 24.404 million barrels, up from 24.12 million for the previous week, according to the Energy Information Agency. Flood warnings, not around here, but Nebraska and parts of Iowa. And, excuse me, I had to sneeze. I got storms still moving through there today. We'll have gusts up to 60 miles an hour. And then, what we got? That's about it for that. All right, let's see here. Let's go out and check the markets as they are right now. I got Brandon coming on. Sometimes me and him can get a little windy. Let me update it real quick and see what's happening. July corn, 410, down a quarter. September's 404, down three quarters. Soybeans for July, 1022, down two and a half. August is down three at 1026. Soybean meal, July, 271.30, down 470. August, 275.70, down 430. Soybean oil, July, 52.26, up about a half a penny. Hard red winter wheat, down 7 for July at 517. September's 533, down 6 and a quarter. Oil out of West Texas, August, 65.99, up a buck 7. Natural gas continues to slide backwards. July is 325, down 14. The NASDAQ, Dow, and S&P are all positively trading in the green. Live cattle, looks better today. June live cattle, 221.90, up 30. August, 209.62, up 65. Feeders for August, 303.57, up 127. September, 303.60, up 1. October, 301.60. Up 85. Lean hogs in the red today. They're down about 42 cents at 112.40 for July. All right. Today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills Farm Bureau. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is a grassroots organization that gives a voice to Oklahoma farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Directed and guided by Oklahoma farmers and ranchers, Oklahoma Farm Bureau advocates for our state agriculturists in rural communities around our state, at our state capital in OKC, and in the halls of Congress in Washington, D.C. Pretty simple to sign up. You can easily join the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau by going by their office in Cheyenne. Memberships are just $37.50 and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, discounts with various businesses. 580-497-2579, or you can just go to okfarmbureau.org. Hey, and don't get me wrong about being a member of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. You don't necessarily have to get any kind of insurance to be a member of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. So it is. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau is really good about having farmers and ranchers back, along with people like the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association, stuff like that in Oklahoma City. We got somebody up there watching our back, which is really important. All right, let's take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Oilfield drivers want two things. All the hours you can legally get, but with set schedules so you can make plans outside of work. Canyon will give you both. All the hours you can legally handle, but set shifts. You'll be home 90% of the time if you want. If you don't mind traveling, you'll get per diem, and you'll stay in nice hotels. Canyon Oilfield Services doesn't have downtime because they've got 4 yards in Oklahoma and can rotate drivers through those locations. They've got lots of stability and lots of work for you. Besides offering oil field pay, Canyon pays 100% of employee health insurance. They also have a 401k plan with company match, up to 3 weeks paid vacation, and they give safety bonuses. Canyon Oilfield Services is hiring drivers right now. They're also hiring lead mechanics. Apply online at canyonoilfield.com, then click on careers. It's the best of both worlds. Lots of dependable hours to work, but with set schedules. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the key word is service.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, June 16th. 750 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 535 brought 375. 10 at 658 brought 322. 12 at 741 brought 324. 139 at 868 brought 299. 68 at 902 brought 289. 54 at 921 brought 289.75. 3 head of heifers at 387 brought 400. 2 at 473 brought 362 at 483 brought 365, 11 at 580 brought 346, 11 at 780 brought 288, 59 at 813 brought 281.75, 48 at 840 brought 270, butcher cows were 80 to 164, butcher bulls brought 162 to 208, bred cows were 1300 to 3425, pairs brought 2025 to 3425, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign, call Brennan Hickey. 580-497-6095.
Mark your calendar. July 15th, XIT Auctions will be selling 200 acres of good Ouachita County grass just north of Sentinel, Oklahoma. There's an 80-acre track and a 120-acre track, both located on Highway 44. For more information, call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440, or check the details out at xitauctions.com. Also selling 2 bank-owned homes, same day, same place. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's some ag weather update for you out in the Texas Panhandle. Wellington, it's 91 degrees. Heat index is 93. Humidity's 41. Dew point 64. The winds are out of the west at 14 with wind gusts up to 22. 2.49 inches of rain so far in the month of June. 85 is 8-inch soil temperature. On the phone with me is the late. He always shows up late, but he's here. He's steady. He's always here. Is Brandon Hickey, head ramrod at the Elk City and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction.
Good afternoon, Jimmy. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you're yelling. Today, you're still yelling. No, I'm kidding. Hey, but you know those Everybody, Brandon's making a movie right now, a Western. If you hear cattle in the background, that's part of the some of the scenes from the movie, and it's called How to Deal with a Cranky Old Woman. What do they call them? Chuck wagon cooks? They call, I guess, just cook chuck wagon cooks, huh?
Chucky.
Well, we'll continue that conversation later. So, but they glad to see you back. Hey, before we get started at the Elk City sale last Friday, I got something to ask you because I know you're an expert in the Flint Hills in Kansas.
Okay.
All right, so I took a little road trip to deliver some processed beef up there this last weekend. And I've traveled through the Flint Hills many a time because we lived in Kansas City for 19 years and my home was back here. And I think this is the first time, well, it's the greenest I've ever seen it, that's for sure. But this is the first time that usually they're just stalkers. I mean, hundreds, thousands of them along I-35 going between, you know, basically between Wichita and Emporia. And the first pasture of cattle coming out of Wichita there was a few thousand stalkers in there. But from there on, all I seen was pears. Is that unusual?
Very, very, very unusual. A lot of people that diversified and done something different than usual this year. To try to stock their grass. And one of the ways is been buying old bread cows, been buying pears, and been buying young shortbread cows. There's a little bit of everything going on to try to utilize this wonderful grass, all this beautiful green pasture that we've got with all this rain. But the stocker calves, the numbers are down so low, and they're hard to come by, and they're really expensive when you do find them. And so a lot of diversification, a lot of people doing things that they maybe never done or maybe they haven't done in a long, long time and trying to take advantage of the grass, but not want to put out the expenditures of some of these stalker calves.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. I mean, well, I think you've mentioned a few times over probably the last 6 months that you've had some Kansas buyers in buying cows and cattle or just cattle at the sale barn at Elk City for the last 6 months up until about a month or so ago, if I remember right.
Yeah, they were up here until about 2 weeks ago, actually. Yes, sir. Yep.
Well, that makes sense. Hell, I was probably looking at Oklahoma cows.
Probably were. Probably maybe come right out of Elk City.
Yeah, dang right. Wonder if they had old Cranky Woman's hamburgers.
Wasn't that sign classic?
Dude, I got a picture of it, and it was. And she wouldn't come out and take a picture of it with just her in it. I know she got a picture earlier. I was trying to make some social media chaos out of it, but she wouldn't give in. And yeah. So, but no, that was cool. You guys, yeah. I'm not going to tell you what that sign says. I will tell you Cranky's in there. But if you want to know what it says, you have to go to the sale barn tomorrow and eat lunch there and go in there and ask for the Cranky Old Lady special.
Yeah, my number two guy here, he's my number two guy at both Elk City and Wolo, Danny Pantrap. He put all that together. It was absolutely hilarious.
Oh, it was classic because that's the first time all the women in your office through the glass actually smiled at me at once, and they were all pointing at that sign.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and then what was really funny was when they revealed it to Miss Kay, she said she came out and looked at it, kind of smirked, and she said, well, I'll have to see what I can do to live up to that. And everybody kind of all in unison said, you already have. That's why you got it.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't just make up a name for you. And there's a reason they made that sign. But they,
yep.
Hey, before we get into next week's sale, tell everybody what's going on with the cow and bulls. You can't take any more at Elk City.
Yeah, we're full up at Elk City for a cow and bull sale this week. We're going to have well over 800 with consigned and what's here already. So We're going to go ahead and shut that off for this week. If you got cows that you're needing to sell, well, we'll have plenty of room. Love to have them over Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction on Monday, but we're just, you know, in order to try to take care of the customers as best we can, we just don't want to absolutely overrun here at Elk City. And so we've got about all that we feel like we can really take care of the customers the best way possible. So we're just encouraging everybody, if you've got the cows, you know, that you'd like to be heading this way, we'll just wait and bring them to Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction on either Sunday or Monday. We'll get you taken care of over there.
Because you're closed next week, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Yeah. Closed next Friday in
Elk City. Yep. July 11th at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. That's correct.
Okay. That's what I thought. And vacation time. What are you going to do?
We are headed to Michigan. So, my son, Nate, I told him he could pick where he wanted to go. We usually go and take him somewhere shooting over our 4th of July break. And I said, where do you want to go this year? And he said, somewhere that we've never been before. It was either Michigan or Virginia, and so he opted on Michigan, which I was really, really happy about because, you know, it don't seem like it'd be any further to Virginia than it is Michigan, but it's another 7 hours to get to Virginia.
No, it's a long ways over there. When I worked in West Virginia, it's 17 hours straight drive.
Yep.
No, it's a long ways over there. Cool. All right, let's start at Elk City. And you had I'm bringing it up. Hang on here a second. There we go. Yep. I got it. So at Elk City, last Friday, you had 1,440 head. Matter of fact, I think you guys just got done with the cows when I got there for lunch. And I actually just come to see the sign, but I felt bad, so I ate some of her cooking.
Yeah.
But then, I just don't know where to start. There wasn't a bad price in the whole bunch. I mean, they're all good prices, but there's always one thing that just stands out every week a little bit. But it was it was strong from top to bottom.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was. It was just an easy day again for me. You know, lots of good cattle, lots of buyers in the barn looking for those cattle, and just you know we've talked about it. This cash market on the calves, the feeders, and everything has pretty well completely detached itself from the futures board, the people are coming after. You know, they've got grass, they've got moisture, and so they've got water. They're coming after these calves and the cows too. I mean, everything that's red cows, mares, everything has stayed really, really good despite the dip in the futures board. And we've had a lot of good calves on offer, so that's brought the buyers to town, and it makes for an easy day for a sale barn owner when it's like this.
Yeah, and then I've seen at some of the other markets auctions this week, going on this week since Monday, and there's some three weights bringing almost or a little over 5.5. And I don't know what to say anymore.
Yeah. You know, and all those cattle that we're seeing that we're selling, you know, they've all got the good roll-up potential in them. It's being a little bit difficult to get them locked in right now. The LRPs and the puts have kind of got out of line a little bit. So, you know, if you want to do something other than a straight hedge, well, it's a little bit difficult to get, you know, get somewhere close to the strike price, which is frustrating. But, you know, if the market stays exactly as it is right now, well, you know, these cattle all got a good roll-up potential to them. They're high, but the potential's there to sure enough roll them up. You know, you can figure out what some of them are bringing for head to compared to what some of the, you know, the eight-weight steers and heifers are bringing. It's not bad. It's a pretty good roll up, just like what you'd expect it to be. But yet, man, it's that initial cost is just a lot more than what we're used to.
Well, and then last Friday at Elk City, you had some 388 weights bring 560, and so you just like, okay. So I think I mean, with the numbers, even if we start keeping heifers, all of them, right now this month, there's no way it's going to help our shortage for at least, what, 2 years?
Yes, sir.
And yep, so,
exactly right.
And so it's still not a bad time. You've said it twice the last couple of weeks, and it was iffy before that, but here recently, it, you know, $3,500 bred cow or whatever, still not, mm-hmm. you can get it paid for in less than two runs now.
Yeah. They're looking like a really good investment here right now with where we're at on this market and everything, that these cows are not at all in line at, you know, at 35, 36, you know, even up to a $4,000 cow at a, you know, $3,800 to $4,500 pair, you know, not at all out of line with what you're going to be getting back out of those calves. So it's there's definitely some opportunity there, but understandably it's a little bit nerve-wracking to be stepping out there at these levels and restocking the grass at these levels. You know, it's so nice to have the grass and have the moisture, but it is a little unnerving to need to, you know, if you're wanting to stock something at the levels we're at, we've only been at this place at these levels one other time. And so it's different world that we're in.
Yeah. The other day, my wife got her new truck and I was thinking how many cows I could buy with that. and it wasn't really all that many. So,
yeah,
but then, and that's what's kind of from just doing the show the last 4 years. It's strange to me that it's just unique that the slaughter cow and bull market has stayed strong.
Uh-huh.
And usually it has it's got a pattern in there, but ever since last fall, mm-hmm. it's just yep. been rock steady, maybe a few pennies a week up, and there's been a few weeks it's been a few pennies down, but other than that, it's just, man, just you can't ask for anything set in stone more in the slaughter market right now.
Right. Yeah, and you know, and what we're seeing in that, which this is in turn going to help us a little bit going forward into the fall, but you know, like you and I talked about there earlier about the cows in the Flint Hills, we've seen a lot more of that. A lot of the cows, the old bred cows that would normally end up at the slaughterhouses are going back out to pasture. They're restocking those pastures with them cows and going to get a baby out of them and use that, utilize their grass that way. And that in turn is going to help us, you know, going into this coming fall, being shorter on numbers. Well, we won't be quite as short as what it looked like we might be, because a lot of these cows that normally wouldn't have went back out and to get another calf out of, and that in turn has also helped keep the slaughter cow deal up good, because the cows that they normally get, they're not being able to outbid the farmers and ranchers that are turning those things back out, so that's keeping their numbers down, and it's probably in the long run going to be a good thing for us across the board. I mean, it might keep that last real high spike in the cattle prices from happening, but that may be or at least until we see the true retention start. But that may be kind of a good thing for us. So.
Yep. Well, I learned something back in the 80s, because back in the 80s, the market could drop down to nothing really easy, not just drop down to a certain point. That's why I've always been in the cow-calf business, is because the people I was working for back there, that we had a lot of stocker steers out on the wheat, and the market crashed, the cattle market crashed, and I hope we never see that again. And,
yes,
you know, but they're steers. You got to do something with them. And when right. I seen that happen, that's when I decided if I ever got in the cattle business on my own, it was going to be cows. It was going to be mamas.
Yep.
Because, you know, you can always hang on to the heifers or whatever and take your beating on the steers or the bull calves and keep your mamas as long as you got the grass and got enough hay to feed them. But it just, I don't know, that's just the lesson I think I learned from my personal self. And I know a lot of guys do good with stockers. I'm not saying anything bad about it, but I just, man, something, you know, you just never know. And there are people on their edge right now. I mean, there's Dr. Peel. I listened to a podcast from him last night, and he was talking to a gentleman up there. There was some big deal up there in Montana, and he said, the numbers don't lie. And we got, you know, the shortage is there and just don't have, and the demand, supply and demand. He kept saying supply and demand is there.
Yep. 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 That's exactly right. You know, those figures that he put out way back last fall that you and I talked about that, you know, that I said I almost hoped wouldn't be right. And I mean, all those have come to fruition. You know, we've seen the $2 and better fats. We've seen the $3 and better eight weights, and we've seen the $4 and better five weights that he was saying. And that, you know, it's, we're at and above those. We've been at and above those levels. We've already been to those levels and surpassed them on all three categories. And, you know, so, you know, he was dead on, even though I kind of hoped that maybe he wouldn't be, because I was a little bit concerned about, you know, what that might do about turning our beef into a luxury item. But so far it hasn't happened, and it just continues to keep flying off the shelves, which I'm very, very happy about.
Yep, and the 4th of July is really close, lots of cookouts going, so we'll see what happens. Well, let's travel. Oh, by the way, do you know of any of those bulls coming in that you've already gotten or are coming in reserved? Are any of those breeding bulls coming in? Because
yeah,
I caught the Cotton King. I told him to call you. I don't know if he did.
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah, we've actually got 10. No, he has not.
Oh, okay.
We've actually got 10 really nice, mostly Charlet, maybe a Sim Angus or two coming from Chris Black up there at Crawford. Got some that he says are really, really nice Charlets. They have not been semen tested, but they are virgins, so you wouldn't have to do the trick test on them, but you will need to do the semen test. But he said they're good old big stout bulls, just not quite right for his show calf auction that he's going to have up there. But he said they'd be a really, really nice set of turnout bulls on a set of commercial cows that he's bringing in. He's actually got, I think, 10 of them coming to Elk City for tomorrow's sale. He's got another 10 of them coming to Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction for our Monday sale. So.
Well, Cotton King, he's kind of a tightwad.
Yeah.
So, and then plus he's been to a few of those sales, especially some of those Angus breed sales. He showed up in overalls, and I don't think they was, you know, he just didn't look part of the group, you know. So.
Well, if they just only knew that, if them breeders just only knew how important that guy is, well, they'd have taken really good care of him.
Hey, one of the sales I seen him at, he did get a free bull stick. So. So, all right, we better get them down to Western Oklahoma. And Monday you had 861 head there. And, again, a lot of big groups like you have in the last month. And I think the one that impressed me the most was, and I might be wrong, is there was a bunch there from Colony of Heifers, 56 of them, weighed 635, brought 336. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah. Really nice set of home race. Heifers, long time weaned and had some good condition, you know, wasn't carrying a lot of flesh. And, you know, the buyers sitting there could tell that there was going to be a good compensatory gain on them heifers. And they got after them. Now there was numerous bidders on those heifers, all the way up to the very, very top. The guy that had them said, I sure gave a lot for them, but I sure thought they was worth every penny.
Because that bunch out of Colony, there were heifers. They were just right in there within a nickel or a dime of the steers, the same way on the other side of the sheet.
Yeah. And we did. We would have had a little, you know, would have quoted a little bit of down on our steer market, on our big steers there Monday. But that was mostly due to a quality, not because of buyers backing off, but we didn't have as near good a quality on our steer run this last Monday as what we did on the heifers. So you didn't see any really fall off at all on the heifers, but you did see a little drawback on the steers. But it was more due to the quality of the cattle than it was due to the you know, buyers not wanting them as bad.
Right, and they were going, and so. Did anything else stick out in your mind over there Monday?
No, that you nailed the one on the head that I thought was the, you know, the really stick out sale. You know, we had several of them four weight steers that were well up over that $4 mark. You know, that sure had a lot of good demand for them, and you know, and I think that's it looks like that's just gonna kind of continue going forward. Everything looks good. There's some scary things going on globally, but as far as the beef and the beef demand and, you know, the cattle cycle, looking good for us.
Yeah, the demand's unreal. I got an order for July and I got an order for September to get processed. I'm already sold. And usually I'm getting on Facebook a couple of weeks or a month before they come to the processor. And, you know, I got a half available or a whole or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything available. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And you've got a nice little, or at least I hope you have seen a nice little, uptick in what you're getting out of those that beef as well. So,
well, I'm gonna be honest, I've been holding tight, but this next go around I gotta go up. So
yeah.
Well, I mean I'm not gonna lose any money. I haven't been losing any money to speak of. I could get this much more and make that much more, but I haven't been losing any. I want people and a lot of other producers around Western Oklahoma and Eastern Texas Panhandle, they want people to eat local beef. And that's the deal behind it. And that half of beef I took up there to my buddy up at Lewisburg, that's right there south of Overland Park on the Kansas-Missouri state line.
Uh-huh.
When he came in, he said, "Man," he said, "you got to sell some beef to this restaurant down the deal." I said, "Nah, I ain't into that, dude, because all they want is either hamburger or steaks." And I said, "They don't want both." And I said, it's just kind of a pain. And
right.
I said, "It actually takes a lot of beef to supply even a small restaurant. You don't, you cut up a half a beef and it really don't go far in a restaurant compared to
right.
like a family of three or four." And he
right.
said, "Well, this guy won an award with his hamburger." He said, and I went in there and he said, "Hell, I couldn't eat it." And I said, "Well, you're spoiled. You've been eating my hamburger for the last 2 years." And he said, "But no." And so he was going to take him some hamburger meat out of his stash up there. And I figured out a way I could do it because that guy didn't do steaks or nothing. So I figured out a game plan with the steak. So if the guy wants to do it, I'll take him some hamburger up there and then and he can go to win another contest and be legit about it. So
yep.
So what do you got coming in? You got some, hopefully you get some more cows in because you're full up at Elk City Monday. Anything else big groups coming up
this coming Monday? No, I've got a couple of little small groups, a couple of sets of calves coming on Monday. No big groups that I know of yet, but I mean, like it's still early. They usually start calling in, tomorrow, Saturday, letting me know about the big groups. So, we do have a couple of loads of, packing cows coming, on Monday from down in the Quanah, Texas area. So, we'll have a nice little run. And then, like I say, that'll be it. We'll take a week off the next Monday. So.
Okay. And then, okay. Well, I appreciate it. And then I guess I'll see you out there tomorrow. And then, just so you guys know, you got to go see the new sign and it says Cranky Old Lady Cafe. It's hit or miss underneath it. So last week was a miss. So this week will be really good. So it's going to be a hit. So you guys need to go try out Cousin K's cheeseburgers tomorrow.
Yeah, and we'll have a big run. Lots of nice young cows, lots of nice young pairs, 3-1, bred heifers, old bred cows. Just gonna have a really big, nice run of cows, and then got some really excellent calf consignments as well. Some pretty big groups. Hopefully everything will sort up into some pretty big groups, and we'll be able to run through some stuff pretty fast tomorrow. But it'll be a big day. So it'd be a good time to come and see what the market's doing and get you a big old greasy Selborne cheeseburger.
That's right. I got to leave you with this quote from one of my listeners that just sent me, okay?
Okay.
It says, "My friend told me she wouldn't eat beef tongue because it came out of a cow's mouth, so I gave her an egg."
Yeah.
So, there you have it, Brandon. See you tomorrow.
Have a good day, Jimmy.
See ya. All right, we're going to take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Get ready, Western Oklahoma. The Wild Plum Jam is back and louder than ever. Coming to Sarah on Saturday, July 19th, it's a Red Dirt Revival you won't want to miss. Live on stage, Cody Canada and the Departed. You ain't the only one. Stoney LaRue. It's Oklahoma Breakdown. You sure do got you crying. And Western Oklahoma's own Tyler Wilhelm. Yes, I'm proud of who I am. All jamming on Route 66 in Sayre. One night, one stage, and a whole lot of Red Dirt music magic under the Oklahoma sky. Lock in your spot now. Tickets will go fast. Get yours today at KECOFM.com. That's KECOFM.com. The 2025 Wild Plum Jam in Sarre, Oklahoma, powered by KECO. Be there.
Hey, farmers. It's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
Find everything you'll need for your next paint project at the locally owned Ace Home Center nearest you.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Everybody I know likes free stuff. Lots of folks like DeWalt tools. Even better, how about free DeWalt tools? That's right. Buy a new select model of Hustler Zero Turn Mower or Cub Cadet Ultimate Series Mower from DJ's Rental and Sales and receive up to $600 in free DeWalt tools. It's that easy. Buy a new mower and receive free tools. That's DJ's Rental and Sales on South Main in Elk City. This offer is only good through the month of June, so you better hustle.
Valley Center pivots are the most durable and reliable you can find. But when you do need replacement parts, your operation deserves the best. Valley Genuine Parts. Knutson Irrigation has been serving growers since 1981, and their experienced service technicians stand behind every part in their fully stocked warehouse. They also service other pivot brands. So when you need fast service and reliable parts, you need Knutson Irrigation. Call them for service or visit KnutsonIrrigation.com for more info.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh, man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind.
I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update. I've picked the big town of Freedom. Freedom! That was what, what was the name? Mel Gibson? Said right before they rehomed him in Braveheart. So 83 degrees, feels like 87, dew point 68, humidity 61, winds are out of the southwest at 14, wind gusts up to 19, 49 one hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days, 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 86 degrees, sunset at 8:59, 40% chance of thunderstorms today, 89 for a high. 40% chance of thunderstorms tonight, 68. 20% slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, and 95. Let's check the radar. I'm curious anyway, see what's happening out there. Oh, yeah, we got all kinds of rain going on according to this radar that just quit on me. Come on. Bear with me a second here. Let's get this radar running again. man. What happened? Help me out here. Let's see. Yep, we got some rain going on out in the eastern Texas panhandle from all the way from west of Childress all the way up towards Canadian, Miami. Looks like rain showers. And then we got parts of Roger Mills County, a lot of Ellis County, Woodward, up around Laverne, some showers going on. Hoping things making on over here. Okay, what I got was... I seen this in Drovers, and you know, I pick days I want to try to be funny or just have some fun with the show, and I think today is. Brandon's always a hoot to play. He falls, me and him, we'd make a good comedy team. The 20 embarrassing problems that makes your farm truck unique. Old farm trucks might be rough around the edges, but their quirks, dents, and stubborn reliability make them unforgettable fixtures of life on the farm. Every farm's got one, the truck that seems better days but still gets the job done. You might be a little ashamed to drive it to town or to church or something like that. You ever guys ever notice that back in the 70s and the 80s and parts of the 90s that every farmer or rancher had a truck that they drove to church, and it was a really nice one. They kept it hid in the garage so nobody knew they had it. I always remember, it's like, where do you get that truck? Or maybe you brag about the quirks like badges of honor. Either way, this adds personality to your operation, and it's here to stay. But these old farm trucks often come with their fair share of problems. They've been overloaded, under-maintained, and patched together more times than you can count. Still, they refuse to quit. Here's a list of the most common, cringeworthy problems that make your farm truck impossible to mistake and impossible to replace. The passenger side door always opens from the inside. It's not a defect. It's a security system. One end, crawl through the driver's side like the rest of us. Something is always rattling. You're pretty sure it's either a lost socket wrench or that missing hitch pin, but it might also be a loose bolt. Either way, you just keep driving. The gas gauge hasn't moved since 2019. You fill it up every few days and drive on faith. AC, more like open all the windows and drive faster. Who needs climate control when you got 65 miles an hour and crack a window that whistles like a tea kettle? The tailgate is held on with baling twine and a prayer, engineered with redneck ingenuity and touch of desperation. Don't knock it, she still hauls. Every light on the dash is on, every single one. It's like Christmas year around. It's like Christmas year round. You'd be more concerned if one of the lights actually turned off. The radio also picks up one station. You don't like listening to hard rock at 5 a.m, but you don't really get a choice. The floor mats are actually feed sacks, waterproof, disposable, available in bulk. Why waste your money on something that's going to get dirty anyway? It leaks something, but you're not sure what. Could be transmission fluid. Hydraulic oil, the mystery deepens. It smells different depending on the season. Spring, dirt, summer, sweat, fall, silage, winter for mice. The air vent blows more hay chaff than air. It's a mini leaf blower for your eyeballs. Let's take a break. Hey, text me in 580-225-9697. What's your favorite quirk of your old farm truck? Take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. Brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be back to finish up the show.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Timber Oklahoma is your safe and reliable expert tree care service. At Timber, we provide professional tree trimming and removal with a focus on safety, quality, and clear communication. With over 10 years of experience and certified in the Electrical Hazards Awareness Program, our crews provide tree trimming and removal, storm damage cleanup, utility line clearance. Call Timber today at 580-732-3400 or see us online at www.timberokla.com or email us at customercare@timberokla.com.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up. It's better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because there's nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T, built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Altus, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. Currently it's 92 degrees, feels like 95. The heat risk is low, 2.66, humidity's 41, winds are out of the south at 7 miles an hour. 1.50 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 87. She's warming up down there. Sunset at 8:54. 30% chance of thunderstorms today at 93. 73 for a low tonight. And another 30% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. Partly sunny and 95. Well, the new penny news is off, hot off the press. Matter of fact, the ink is still rubbing off on my fingers. No, I'm just kidding you. Friendly reminder, I got a few minutes here. On page number 6 in the Today in Ag section with the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City, check out SEI Agritech's ad in there on the kaput on their gopher bait. You guys need to call Kent there and talk to him about the kaput gopher and feral hog bait and check it out. Jerry Nine's got some cool quotes in here, and I wanted to share a couple of them since I got about a minute left here. He says, when your children are teenagers, it's important to have a dog so that someone in the house is happy to see you. This is a true story. If you don't stand behind our troops, feel free to stand in front of them. And I'll give you an amen on that one, Jerry. And then he says, at my funeral, please take the flowers off my casket and throw them into the crowd to see who's next. So, there you go. Yeah, I'm Amen to the troops. You don't stand behind the troops. You can do whatever. You know what I mean. One more thing before show comes to an end here. Coming up July the 10th, I believe. I got it right here in front of me. Yes, July 10th. Right here in Elk City, Oklahoma at Ackley Park. KCO's picking in the park. It's going to be fun. JC of the Back Roads here in our station, and Caroline Grace, Cody Brewer, and J-Rod Walt are all going to be in here for the picking in the park. It starts at 8 o'clock. It's a free event. It's nice in those cottonwoods and elm trees over there. Bring your chair, sit there with cool surf bar. Will be there in the snow, way shaved ice. We'll have snow cones, hot dogs, pretzels, hot Cheetos. Bring a lawn chair, pack a cooler, and settle in for some really good music. Pretty fun thing to go to. Have a great day, everybody. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.